Any of your brothers and sisters still living?
One sister. Rest of them dead.
I see. Whereabouts does she live?
Oakland, California.
Is that right?
Yeah. She was a baby girl.
How'd she get so far away?
Lord, I don't know. A bunch of Yankees come down here one time from Omaha, Nebraska. And she married one of them and moved up to Omaha, and he died. And she married another fella there, and they moved to California, and he died.
Mm.
So she's still there.
You just got further and further away.
Yeah, that's right.
That was a football game on last night with that football team from Oakland.
Yeah.
Oakland Raiders.
Raiders.
Mm-hmm.
Who was they playing last night?
Denver.
Yeah.
Denver Broncos.
Yeah.
I don't know how that came out.
Yeah,
I went to sleep on it.
Yeah.
We're talking about barrels and things like that. Did you ever see something that looked like a barrel, but it was smaller?
Yeah.
About that size?
Call them kegs. Or kegs.
Yes, sir. What'd they use those for?
Mostly used them to put whiskey in.
Is that right?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Well, was that homemade or the kind you bought?
Homemade, yeah.
Mm-hmm. People around here make their own whiskey?
They don't now. They used to make a whole lot of it. Mm-hmm. They got so tight on it now, they can't get by with it. Catch them too easy.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, they got these helicopters and that, and they, them field glasses, they take your picture and look just like you.
It's not a healthy thing to do anymore.
That's right.
What did people call it when they made that stuff?
Well, when it first come out, they called it shimmy.
Is that right?
Yeah. Now they call it bootleg liquor.
Why do you reckon it was called shimmy?
Lord, I don't know, but that's what it was called around here. Say, let's go get a quart of shimmy.
Where would you go to get it? Would you just go out to the still?
No, you'd go to some fella's house and made it. He never did goop that still.
Mm.
He didn't want you to know where that still was.
I guess not.
No.
How much did they charge for it?
Well, generally back then, they'd charge you about $2 a gallon.
Was that pretty powerful stuff?
Oh man, it knocked your head off. Yeah, mostly around 110, 120 proof, man. It's powerful.
Was it most of it safe to drink, or was it get some bad stuff?
Oh, you get some bad. You get a fella didn't know how to make it, you could get some bad stuff. And get a fella didn't know it wouldn't clean his steel good.
Yes, sir.
Talked to a bootlegger one time, Newville used to be down here in Georgetown, man, he made good homemade whiskey. And he said the secret to making good whiskey was keeping his steel good and clean.
Yes, sir.
Yeah.
I guess he used a lot of copper and...
Yeah, he had a copper steel,
mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I guess those were about the best.
And he said most people tried to cook it too fast. He said that's what made a lot of whiskey have a bad burnt taste to it.
Yeah.
Try to cook it too fast.
I see.
Do you ever see any of that stuff running out of steel?
Never have.
Oh, it's just as clear as a crystal.
Kind of like water?
Yeah. It's a whole lot clearer than water.
Mm.
And it's so clear, it'll just sparkle.
How much of it comes out at a time?
Oh, just a very small stream.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, it's according to how big your cooker is.
Yes, sir.
Stuff you're cooking it in.
Mm-hmm. I see.
No, it's a very small stream.
Mm-hmm.